It's music time in Africa. Well, hello again, friends. This is Rita Rochelle, welcoming you back to Music Time in Africa, Voice of America's special weekly show featuring authentic, traditional, and popular African music. The recordings you'll be listening to have been selected by our music man, Leo Sarkisian, and are by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. I think you'll enjoy the music today, so stay with me now for Music Time in Africa. Opening our show today is a song titled Fatima by the Ambassadors of Bamako, Mali. I'm playing this number for Anne Ada Akam of Ogoja, for Lazarus Sunny Okoro, and for N. Ndukwe of Aba, also for Mustafa Zubirdim and Sabo El Haji Yahaya Rurum of Kano, all of Nigeria. And we can't forget about Nancy Vida Atena at the Garden City Commercial College in Kumasi, Ghana. Leo and I thank you all for the nice letters. Here now, for your listening pleasure, are the Bamako Ambassadors. And now, friends, I'd like to share with you a glimpse, or we may even say a portrait in words, of one of the most interesting peoples in West Africa, the Fulani. They call themselves Fulbe. Their name comes from the word fulud, or to cover with dust. But perhaps, as some have suggested, it comes instead from the name Ful, which appears in the Bible. No matter wherever the name comes from, the people themselves are scattered across the African savanna for more than 5,000 miles. They graze their cattle where they may, taking care not to enter the Sahara, where their animals would suffer from hunger and thirst. Nor do they penetrate the tropical forests, where the animals would be bitten by the tsetse fly and drown in the great rains of the south. There are nearly 6 million Fulani in Mali, Guinea, Ivory Coast, Upper Volta, Niger, Benin, Senegal, Nigeria, and in Mauritania. White among the blacks, black among the whites. Nobody knows clearly where they came from in history's dim past. Ask a Fulani wise man, and he may tell you this tale of his people.
There was at one time, long ago, a country where children came in unending profusion to their grateful parents. They grew happy in a sun-blessed granary where the hand of death was seldom seen. The splendid animals doubled in numbers every year. Yo-Oyo was the largest town of this country, and its people were Fulani. One day, some persons of the Fulani were guilty of a grave sin against the customs, and Jeno, the eternal god of the Fulani, was angry and cursed the country on account of the sin that had been committed. The beautiful meadows were transformed into dried bush. The lakes became swamps. The rivers dried up. The trees withered. The mountains were laid bare. The desolation was complete. The country became the land of death. The Fulani fled to more hospitable climates. But since, because so much of our history has been forgotten or lost its way over the twisted paths from the past, our people continue to mention the name, Yo-Oyo, a paradise lost. They do not know why anymore, but in their lamentations, at a time of misfortune, they place the right hand on the forehead to cover their eyes and cry, Yo-Oyo, help me, I am lost. It is to their ancestral land they return for succor.
For those not content to rest on legends for their knowledge, there is the work of scientists who try to trace the origin of the Fulani. They, too, are in doubt. Some writers are struck by the beauty of the Fulani and want to make them descendants of the Polynesians from the South Pacific. Others say the Fulani derived from Berber tribes. And still others claim a direct line to the Roman legionaries who invaded North Africa long ago. No one yet knows the truth. But one writer says, no matter, happily for them, though they may not know of the source of their race and their land of origin, they do know who they have become. A Fulani holy teacher describes the perfect man in these terms.
The man who can disapprove but never hates. He sees in every man that which is common to them both, but with the purpose of forming on that foundation the understanding that renders human intercourse so human, so pleasant, so productive. He knows how to understand those who have not understood him. His eyes gleam with loyalty. His whole being is filled with probity. The right hand shines with honesty, his left sparkling with truth. He is faithful to his promises, faithful to his friendships, and faithful to the given word.
The word, it is sacred to the Fulani. Speech he regards as the most marvelous and also the most dangerous of the gifts of the gods. And therefore, the wise man speaks only with care and with prudence. And all listen with attention when a singer uses his divine instrument to tell of Fulani folklore.
Dobel day, kudele nyabata buguru. Dobel day, liwali yina warasayo. Dobel day, nguwadi fa la bangal wodi. Dobel day, nguwadi fa jikyolu wodi. Dobel day, putifu no gana monde. Dobel day, ko dobel dogana lamdam. Dobel day, putifu no gana burgu. Dobel day, ko dobel dogana gaurim. Dobel day, nyanda dobel watano. Dobel day, yanade mum samani borgita. Dobel day. Dobel day ko wulli rañalaade jeedi di Dobel day wala ba defa gañan dem Dobel day hamma dem bo ero dem bo Dobel day Dobel day ndar jawdi harata mayde Dobel day keri wata na semtende Dobel day Dobel day sini jawdi haran na mayde Dobel day bele sinja idumaitano Dobel day Dobel day sini jawdi haran na mayde Dobel day al muhabbatum maitano Dobel day Dobel day sini jawdi haran na mayde Dobel day kebidi na bad maitano Dobel day mogo na bad maitano
We cannot speak of the Fulani without mentioning his cattle. To do that would certainly offend. There is a deep attachment felt toward the cattle, and they play an important part in the system of gods and the moral and religious life of the Fulani.
The slothful tread of the oxen, on their way back from the grazing land, where they have grown fat, snatches an admiring hue from the Fulani women, as though these were warriors returning from battle. As for me, the herdsman who has come with them, the journey makes me write a poem. Laugh if you will, but no mockery will prevent my saying that my lady love is the cow for whom my heart does not cease to beat. My fair lady, who adorns herself in Borgu with flowers of gold and silver, like water lilies.
Do the Fulani exist to look after their herds, rather than the cattle live to serve their masters? Great humped animals tower over the whole history of the Fulani. They have led and followed them from one pasture to another, from one watering place to another, between the land of thirst, where they cannot drink, and the land of flies, where they cannot live. It is they who decide the seasonal wanderings between rain and drought. The Fulani, wandering herdsmen of the African savanna, a puzzle of history, and a rich vein of African culture. That was a song Fulani herdsmen sing on the return from driving the cattle to the summer pastures, thanking the beautiful women who have come to welcome them back to their village. This next selection is still another example of the rich musical heritage of the Fulani people in Mali. It is called Tungere, and performed in the Messina and Mopti regions along the bend of the River Niger. A group of women from the town of Messina sing a rhythmic work song for the cultivators during the planting season. Got a special number for some of our special friends. And now for Eugene Sarkodie Ajayi and all his friends who are members of the Listeners Club in Obuasi, Adansi, Ghana, for Paul Odu of Ekam, Nigeria, for our friend Wakil Zana Gaji of Maiduguri, Nigeria, for Joseph Kwame Manu of Accra, Ghana, for Jimmy Janae of Nukru Town, Liberia, and our very good friend Eric Sefa, who sent us not only another letter, but some lovely postcards. Thank you, Eric. And here for you now are the Bamako Ambassadors again with a number title, Yasumoka.
Kele mo
I hope you've enjoyed the music today, friends, and that you'll be joining me again next week at this same time. Before leaving, I'd like to say thank you on behalf of my colleague, our music man, Leo Sarkisian, and myself, for all the nice letters that we've received. Letters from our friends, Dan Akinvis of Takoradi, Ghana, Bulame Bukar of Maiduguri, Nigeria, Sam Goni of Kampa City in Liberia, Osman George of Calabar, Nigeria, our friends Festins Ozo, Benjamin Ukata, and Gilbert Ilo of Udi, Nigeria. And our very special greetings go out to Brian Niame and his friends in Garissa, Kenya. Thank you for being regular listeners, and we're glad that you like African music. The African music on our program, Music Time in Africa, of course. We look forward to hearing from you again, and we'd like for you to encourage your friends, so we're going to give you our address. It's Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547, USA. This is Rita Rochelle saying so long for now for Music Time in Africa. Our African service continues now, so I'm inviting you to stay tuned to these same frequencies and meter bands for the news, which follows immediately. Leo and I wish you all a very nice week.